I call this meeting of the House Special Committee on Energy to order. Let the record reflect that it is 10:19 a.m. on Thursday, January 27th, 2022. I want to thank our House Records Secretary, Lori Rowland, as well as our LIO moderator, Emma Turner, for all they do for the committee. As we start, I want to remind committee members to please have your phones on silent. And present today, we have Representatives Klayman, Zolkowski, Fields, Rauscher, and Kaufman, myself, Chair Schrage. Today, we will bring House Bill 227, Muni Energy Improvement Assessment Program, back before the committee. We plan to take public testimony on the bill, and then we will look to the will of the committee. Are there any questions or comments from committee members before we get going here? Not seeing any. I'm going to open public testimony. Like we have Ryan Lucas with Regal North Commercial. If you could please put yourself on the record and begin with your testimony.
Hi, good morning. This is Ryan Lucas. I'm the broker and owner of Regal North Commercial. We're a commercial real estate brokerage here in Anchorage. And I just wanted to testify in regards to the CPACE amendments that we are in full support of. We've had a chance to take a client through the process of CPACE and kind of experience a lot of the challenges with it. We feel that the changes to the changes to the current legislation are very accurate. One of the biggest ones I want to just kind of bring to note is the new construction aspect. Several of the buildings, definitely in Anchorage, are 30 plus years old. And sometimes, you know, the economics do not make sense for a retrofit. So we've kind of, you know, reached out to other cities and other real estate developers or construction folks and gotten their testimony about what propels projects forward. And I feel like the CPACE is a great program. It's just that we're really boxed in if we're only doing retrofits, and we don't have the option for new construction. So I would like to say that everything on those amendments are very thorough and practical from what we've been experiencing as far as challenges in the field. And so far, all of our clients that we share this program with are very excited, but we need some practical changes to be able to eliminate the bottleneck to be able to close and execute.
Thank you for your testimony, Ryan. Next up, we have Tom Newkrens with Global Pacific Capital. If you could please put yourself on the record and begin with your testimony.
Great. Thank you very much. My name, again, is Tom Newkrens. I'm calling from Global Pacific Capital in California, and I will echo, we are enthusiastically supportive of your amendment to include new construction. We are a very fortunate company to be able to help people finance new construction in a couple of different states. It's a great tool. We are enabling the development of high-quality buildings with a much lower carbon footprint and also improving the building and economics by making available PACE, which can be up to a 30-year low-cost financing, which substantially lowers the debt service for the property owners. So from a state standpoint, we've been able to support many projects, and in the end, we all know if you're building a project, you have to have required skilled labor, and that skilled labor has to pay taxes. So very supportive of the state, very supportive of the amendment, and also very supportive of being able to use CPACE for new construction. In many instances, we've been able to lower the debt burden on the capital stack of a new construction, whether it's a $2 million new construction or a $200 million new construction, by, in many instances, eliminating or replacing high-cost, covenant-heavy mezzanine financing, which we all know can be 10% or more in an interest rate, with much lower longer-term fixed-rate financing. So thank you, and congratulations to the state. We're very supportive.
Thank you for your testimony. Next up, we have Mark Begich. If you could please put yourself on the record and begin with your testimony. We'll come back to Mark Begich. If we could go to Tom Benker with KI Energy. Tom, if you could please put yourself on the record and begin with your testimony.
Hello, my name is Tom Benkert. I'm with KI Energy, which is based and headquartered in Wasilla. I just would like to say that I'm extremely pleased to see this amendment coming forth. I had worked in CPACE as a contractor down in California in the first PACE programs, and it was a great benefit to our customers to be able to essentially obtain financing on reasonable terms that otherwise would not have been available. I then went into a role with the Alaska Energy Authority to take the original statute derived from HB 80 through DOE funding and build the administration and the program to what it is today, what has been adopted by the municipality of Anchorage. The amendments to this statute are things that I've been wanting to see for about 3 years now, and so I'm very, very pleased that this is being heard today and under consideration. Highly supportive of some of the changes, both in the types of projects that can be financed through this that otherwise would not receive reasonable terms or economically viable terms for borrowers of commercial property for various projects. The extension of the useful life, or striking that language and going out to 30 years, reflects the reality of new technologies that are available and new measures for resiliency. The 20 years was a little bit limiting in that, and that extension of the amortization of terms allows at least energy projects to cash flow very well from day one if it is indeed a good project. Also, there's an addition of the types of items that can be rolled into the CPACE financing. So there's an expansion of that eligibility of use of funds, which allows more flexibility and allows a more 360-degree financing package for projects that are coming online. This is a great tool. When I was in renewable energy in California, there were a number of products for financial products available, power purchase agreements, long-term equipment leases, etc. And here in Alaska, we don't have many tools to incentivize lenders. Any tools, really, to incentivize private lenders to support the kinds of projects that we want to see in order to make Alaska more resilient, to make it more energy efficient. And this is going to be a huge improvement to options available, since we have very little sources other than grant funding to accomplish the types of projects that are eligible under CPACE, which will be empowered by this amendment. So very strongly support this. If there's anyone that has any questions regarding this, I've had my head wrapped into CPACE deeply for a number of years. I'm available to answer any questions, and very strongly support this amendment. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony, Mr. Benkert. Next up, we'll come back to Mark Begich. If you could please put yourself on the record and begin with your testimony.
Hello, can you hear me?
We can hear you well.
Can you hear me okay? Can you hear me at this time?
We can hear you.
Oh, perfect. Thank you. I guess we had some technical. This is Mark Begich calling from Anchorage. I own and operate several companies. One is a redevelopment company. We have a pretty significant redevelopment in Anchorage, and one that is taking a deteriorated property and will turn it into what we think is a pretty premier property in the downtown Anchorage area. And CPACE is a critical part for not only to make the property more energy efficient and bringing us savings through reduction of energy, but also, as you know, it has helps reduce the carbon footprint. But most importantly, on top of all this, because the way CPACE works, it works in conjunction with our private capital we raise and helps us in our capital stack and helps us get the project to be feasible, not only because it reduces energy costs, but also because it helps us consider this money as part of our equity in our development. The amendments that are proposed, and we've gone through the process. We appreciate the great work you all did a couple years ago to get it on the books, but these amendments will be significant in making projects become even more of a reality, and that is by adding for new financing, new construction, the issue about market value instead of assessment value, because assessments always lag what the future values will be, and therefore it restricts the amount of capital you can raise through CPACE. The whole idea of this money, I think, you know, from our perspective, for example, it stays in the economy. Lots of the financiers in this area come from outside of Alaska, so that money comes into Alaska to help hire and utilize local labor to do these projects, and then result is that helps build our economy and bring more resources into the economy. So I just wanted to comment as someone who is in process of using this and trying to get them to closure, these amendments that you're considering are well thought out and will be of high value, I believe, to the private sector to utilize this to increase economic development. So, again, to the legislature, thank you very much for allowing me to say a few comments on this on these good amendments.
Thank you for your testimony, and thanks to all of our testifiers. Looking now to Emma Turner, do we have anyone else online for questions? Or, excuse me, for testimony? Do we have a Jane Liu? Were you hoping to provide public testimony today? If so, please put yourself on the record and begin with your testimony.
Yes. Hi, my name is Jane, and I work with Tom at Global Pacific Capital. I call with Tom's comments on the public testimony. I think the CPACE financing, most important part for me is that in addition to multifamily projects, large projects like industrial and warehouse projects can also benefit from CPACE. And from what the capital market can see, there's a lot of projects starting to begin, especially in the industrial and warehouse space are rising in Alaska, so I think that would be a very great sector to take advantage of the CPACE financing. That will be my additional one little comment, and thank you very much for everyone's hard work on pushing this forward.
Thank you. Looking again to Emma Turner, do we have anyone else online for testimony? All right. Thank you again to all of our testifiers. With that, I'm going to close public testimony. The committee did not receive any amendments for HB 227. Is there any further discussion on this bill? Representative Rauscher.
Yeah, thank you, Chairman Strachey. I was just wanting to know if Shania or Melanie can call my office sometime before this bill is heard on the floor. I have I'd like to have a discussion with them sometime, so I'm just asking if that's possible.
Strongly suspect that that is. Ms. Kilcoyne, would you or Ms. Lucas-Conwell be willing to reach out to Representative Rauscher's office before this bill advances further?
This is Shana Kilcoyne. Yes, we can reach out to Representative Rauscher's office. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. Any other discussion?
I tripped over her name.
Cool. I'm sure no offense was made. Any other discussion from the committee? Very good. With that, Vice Chair Zolkowski, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 227, version 32-LS1028/I, with individual recommendations and attach fiscal note from committee.
Seeing no objection, House Bill 227 moves from committee. I'd ask that members remain after we gavel out to sign the report. With that, is there anything else to come before the committee? Seeing nothing, we are adjourned at 10:34 a.m.